This is JIS News. Coming up, financial analyst says government on track to achieving balanced budget. Governor General promoting good parenting to address social problems. And climate change minister calls for balance in development process. The news in detail after the break.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119 or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. Financial analyst Roston Hyman says Jamaica is well on track to achieving a balanced budget this fiscal year. The financial analyst, who is also a member of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, says Jamaica's current account deficit now stands at less than 10% of gross domestic product GDP, coming out at $900 million for the first 9 months of 2013. He says this is a significant improvement over the $2 billion current account deficit the country previously recorded, which represented 18% of GDP. Meanwhile, Mr. Hyman says, prior to the government entering the current International Monetary Fund agreement, the fiscal deficit stood at over 10% of GDP.
What we're seeing now is that when we entered, we were at about 6% of GDP, and given the outcome up to January of this fiscal year, we are well on track to achieving a balanced budget. So that's a remarkable achievement.
Remarkable achievement.
Yes.
Mr. Hyman was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says good parenting must become a national priority if the country is to rid itself of many of its social problems. He says since the family is the primary agent of socialization, society suffers when its leadership is weak. The Governor General was addressing the launch of a new multimedia campaign aimed at transmitting positive values-based parenting messages in an effort to improve the skills of the nation's parents and caregivers. The initiative, dubbed Parenting Jamaica, was conceptualized by Family Life Directors Dr. Barry Davidson and Dr. Faith Linton in collaboration with the Governor General's I Believe initiative. The project will work closely with the National Parenting Support Commission. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is calling for balance in the development process to manage the effects of climate change. He says creative ways must be found to pursue economic development while minimizing risks to the environment and natural resources. Minister Pickersgill says this can be done through building awareness in individuals and communities.
With our climate changing, we will need to adjust to new ideas of what constitutes normal weather and adjust our disaster preparedness and mitigation plans accordingly. Indeed, with climate change, we must change. Of necessity, that means embracing new ideas and more innovative methods of carrying out the mandates, as well as conducting our core business more efficiently and effectively.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking at a recent exhibition to mark International Day of Forests and World Water Day, which were observed March 21 and 22. And 11 students of St. Andrew Technical High School STATS, who will be sitting the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations in Spanish next month, are more confident of success due to the assistance of 2013 Civil Servant of the Year, Enthrose Campbell. Ms. Campbell, who is Director of Production at the Jamaica Information Service and a past student of the school, is volunteering her service as part of her project to highlight the positive image of civil servants. She says the objective is to help the grade 11 students perform well in their upcoming oral and written examinations.
I want the students to be able to pass the exam, and in the process I want them to like it. I want them to see Spanish as just another way of communicating, and I don't want them to fear the language. I want them to understand that it is just another language, another way to express yourself.
Ms. Campbell was speaking with JIS News after completing one of her lessons at STATS Monday. The 2013 Civil Servant of the Year has served the JIS for 18 years. That was the JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.